The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
They get motion from Aaron Jones to the left, flip to Jones around the left end, makes the turn to the end zone, touchdown! Play action, Rodgers bootlegs right, goes right flat, got his man, end zone, touchdown, Aaron Jones!
He makes it tough on defense. You don't really know what to do as a D coordinator. I'm just glad I'm a wideout and I don't have the job of dealing with a team like us that has a running back that can go catch three touchdowns in a game.
Rodgers looking, waiting, sends it out left side, Aaron Jones wide open to the end zone, touchdown! Snap, Rodgers, give Jones, cuts it back left to the end zone, touchdown!
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Goff fumbles the snap, it's up for grabs on the fumble. The Packers think they have it.
One of the things that certainly I talked to Joe about was, hey, either play coverage or we have to press
it. In a tight pocket, scrambles to his right, on the run, throws right side, intercepted! Yeah! Devondre Campbell out of bounds, and there is your dagger!
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Devontae wide to the left, snap to Rodgers, looks right, throws the middle, got Tonyan, touchdown!
I think we maybe tried to show that we cared a little bit more tonight.
Oh, he threaded the needle to Robert Tonyan!
I just think people like to say a lot of bullshit, and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
The drum by our guy. Who is it? Todd Rundgren? Is that right? Todd Rundgren sings Bang the Drum? Either way, it means a victory Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 35-17, the final score. The Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions. Gabe, are you feeling any better?
Victory Monday. It's brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's Urban Pie, Scrim and Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. Victory Monday also brought to you by Z-Bart of Greater Milwaukee. Winter's a tough opponent for your car. Score a victory with Z-Bart rust protection. Keeps your vehicle rust-free for as long as you own it. Visit ZBart.com. And Victory Monday brought to you by Metropolitan Urology. No need to wait. Go to Metropolitan Urology now to solve your men's health problems. Real doctors, real solutions. That's GoUrology.com. Somebody did predict the correct final score.
You did?
I faked confidence in my score prediction on the Packers pregame show yesterday and predicted 35-17. The offense is what we thought the offense was, right? Like, they've got a bunch of weapons. The offense is going to be fine. The offensive line is going to have couple issues here and there as they continue to grow. It should get better as the season goes. I'm really worried about the defense. Still really worried about the defense, even though they didn't give up any points in the second half yesterday. But
not buying Joe Barry Carroll.
Well, I do think that Chewy has a... Yep, there we go. I think that Chewy has been saying all along he is not confident in the bend but don't break defense, which again I think reared its head until it is Matt LaFleur stepped in at halftime and basically told Joe Barry, hi, you're not doing your job well. Could you fix that, please? Thank you very much. And because it is a Packers Monday on a Tuesday, we got to get to our Packers ones and twos. Let's do it, Ash.
Always a winner. Champions, my friend. And a loser.
We hate losers, don't we? They don't even deserve to live.
It's time for the number ones.
Always remember, you ain't first, you're last.
And the number twos.
Did you just soil yourself?
Maybe.
All right, I'll start it off with a one. It's a win.
We're number one!
Do I feel better? No. Is the offense going to be fine? Yes. Is the defense going to be fine? To be determined. But just like last week, where it's only one game, it's only two games. I can't get excited over this. I mean, there are a lot of good teams out there. Look at Kansas City. Could have lost against Cleveland. Lost against Baltimore. And I have not peeked at the power rankings yet, but I guarantee they're in the top 10. So,
I got to imagine the Packers are back in the top 10.
I would think so. Yeah, they were 11 last week, so they should be in.
They'll probably sneak back in. I'll go with the one with Aaron Rodgers because this is a fun stat.
We're number one!
So last year, in the three games following losses, Aaron Rodgers threw for 4 touchdowns in each one of those games. Following a loss now this year, Aaron Rodgers yesterday threw for 4 touchdowns. Yeah, there were a couple of throws yesterday. The one he dropped in the bucket to Devontae for 50 yards was outrageous. And his touchdown pass to Tonyan just threaded a needle. I saw it when he reached back, being there at the game, he reached back to throw, like, you saw Lazard in the middle level kind of flash open. Like, oh, he's just going to throw it to Lazard. And then he just threw it past the ear hole of the linebacker who never turned around to Tonyan for the touchdown. That was a fun throw. I mean, this offense, it's still fun. Like, we say the offense is going to be fine, and the offense is fine because the offense is fun to watch with Rodgers, with Jones, with Dylan, with Tonyan, with Davante Adams. It was fun watching the offense.
Can I ask a serious question, all three of you?
Yeah.
Before this game, could you name one Detroit defensive starter?
Before the game, could I name one Detroit defensive starter?
I couldn't.
I mean, white dude's got to cut his hair because his hair makes him stand out that he sucks. Every time I saw the guy, he's missing a play, he's slow. I'm like, dude, cut your hair so you look normal.
I think I could have named one.
Who?
Trey Flowers. He's been there for a while.
Okay. Way to go. Jen, what do you got?
Number one, time of possession. That was a big cause of concern in the first week one loss against the Saints. And I know that early in the game, it looked like maybe this was going to go the same direction. The Lions dominated time of possession. But the Packers were able to, second half, control the clock, hold on to the football, score. Obviously, you want them to do that. 35-24 was time of possession. And that goes back to Chewy's point about you can't keep the defense on the field. You can't keep the Packers' offense off the field. And they did a good job second half of righting that wrong. So time of possession, a number one for me, Chew.
Okay. I don't know if it's a one or a two, but I got Gabe's back. Yes. I have his back.
We're number
one. Yeah. What's up, big guy? I love you, too.
Rodgers called you a troll.
What?
Yeah. Do you have Twitter?
What? I mean, yeah.
Well, then you're a troll.
I don't think
he called you a troll.
I don't think that's
this
what he
is
said.
For all the trolls.
Just because
you're not a troll.
Just because you have Twitter doesn't make you a troll.
I'm pretty sure you're a troll if you have Twitter, Ashton.
I mean, hard to argue.
So I got your back. I mean, what does he want us to do? What was the exact quote?
Well, I think we
get
have
the
it,
trolls
don't we, Ash?
Off our back?
Yeah, we do. Here's part of what Aaron Rodgers had to say yesterday after the game.
I'm aware of it because of Tom. Tom keeps me aware of these things. I think that there's even more now than when I started playing. There's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
I mean, there was just some weird quotes after the game. Like, we acted like we cared more. I mean, what is that?
He can't help himself, Chew. He can't help himself.
That's sarcasm is what it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, because, again, one of the big criticisms about Rodgers last week, again, coming from your guy, J-Mike, well, he just doesn't look like he cares. He looks like his body language. He doesn't care. So that's what he's
saying. Yeah, but to be fair, it wasn't just JerMichael Finley that said that. I saw that on ESPN. I saw that on the NFL Network. I saw a lot of people questioning whether or not this was a carryover from the offseason where he wasn't sure if he was going to come back or not. We will continue that topic because that is something that is fascinating, I think, to all of us. Let's continue to go around the table. Gabers, one or two from you?
I'm going to go with a two. And that's the defense.
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
And I'm glad Matt LaFleur finally said something because, you know, I mean, it's obvious that in order to do this bend but don't break thing, he wants to play too high. And there have been a couple of articles written about how the too high safety look, it's something that is going around the league, it's now the new trend in the league, whatever. But you can only play too high safeties.
But.
When your front seven is good enough to stop the run or get pass rush on their own, guess what the Packers' front seven's not good enough to do?
Why do you play too deep against Quintez Cephas, Trittany Benson, Caleb Raymond, Amon Ross St. Brown. I mean, what are you doing?
Who are those people?
Exactly. Your best receiver is a tight end.
It's a good tight end.
He's real good.
No, he is, but...
I mean, I can't...
I mean, I don't think they're going to line up on the outside and have a fear of him going over the top.
Man, I never thought I'd live to see the day.
Thank you.
Where Chewy would be disparaging tight ends.
Word for word, what I was thinking in my head. Never thought I'd see the day.
Is this a dream? Is this a fever dream? Because I haven't gotten enough sleep yet. What's going on?
Was that a call out though of LaFleur to the D coordinator? Was he essentially calling him out?
Why don't you go ahead and listen to what Matt LaFleur had to say in his post-game press conference, Chew?
You know, I think we did make some necessary adjustments at halftime. One of the things that certainly I talked to Joe about was, hey, either play coverage or we have to pressure. Because when we were doing our four-man rushes and playing man coverage behind it, we weren't hit. You know, we weren't getting to the quarterback. So if you don't get him off the spot, Jared, I've been around Jared, and he will be efficient, and he will make the throws. So we needed to affect the quarterback much more.
Wow. That's bizarre. Now we're going to have a defensive coordinator second-guessing himself.
I just hope that if Joe Barry has a big game and his defense comes out and just shuts down an opponent, he goes up to the podium and says, it's just really nice to be able to shut down the trolls. It's just really nice. I got a number two for you guys. Aaron Jones. Now, not the fact that he scored four touchdowns against the Lions, because that was fantastic. And, you know, I love that they took what the Lions were giving him and said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to ride Aaron Jones tonight. But he lost his dad's ashes. Let me say that again, guys. He was wearing his dad's ashes in a little pendant in a necklace on the field. His dad, who passed away earlier this year. This was the first game at Lambeau Field since his dad died. But on one of those touchdowns, guys, he lost the ashes. Like, this to me was like, this is a very bad day. Aaron Jones' dad's ashes are just chilling somewhere on Lambeau Field. It makes me very uncomfortable.
I mean, there was enough rain to... Everything should be clear. Oh, my goodness. The rain that fell last night after the game, it was coming down in buckets.
What time did you get home? What time did you get home?
1:30.
That's a shame.
What time did you go to sleep last night?
8:23.
And Chewie's like 5 hours into his beauty sleep already. Gabe and I are just sort of falling asleep.
That's so nice that Chewie got enough sleep for the rest of us.
All right. While Gabe's a little punch drunk, I'm going to throw a two in there, and I'm predicting that USA will get worked. Practice round yesterday. And all DeChambeau cares about is the long drive contest.
Well, yeah, but like, this is ones and twos about the Packer game. Why are you trolling me now? I thought you had my back. This is.
It lasted all 5 minutes.
Because you have Twitter. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, you're not. It's okay.
He's got the biggest bleep-eating grin as he looks up at me and goes, I'm sorry,
Chewy
buddy.
Was right. Holy. Chewy was right.
Unbelievable.
I got another number one for you guys. How about Ted Thompson being honored at last night's game?
I'm
putting Ted Thompson's name up there in the ring around the stadium. I thought that was a very nice touch. Obviously, the first home game since Ted Thompson passed away. Gabe, you got any more number ones or twos from last night's Packers 35-17 victory over the Lions?
If I was clever enough, I'd come up with a two and take a shot at Chewy, but I'm just, my brain's not functional.
Drunk.
Well, you didn't get enough sleep last night. You were working late and then driving home. I got one more, and I'm not sure if it's a number one or a number two. You guys got to help me out with this. But on the ESPN2 broadcast, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning talking throughout the game. They had Brett Favre on the show last night, which is always great. We love hearing from Chewy's friend, Two Live Crew. But Eli Manning said that his wingman, when he was 17 years old, did not join him at a Mississippi bar. And Brett revealed that it was actually his uncle's bar, so he could have got him in, no questions asked, through the front door. So my question to you guys is, first of all, is that a number one or a number two, that Eli Manning's wingman did not join him at the Mississippi bar?
Well, I mean, if you don't have your wingman, that's a two.
Yeah, that's a two.
I think the one is that Eli shockingly would have wanted to sneak into a bar underage. That's
number one. So, hold on. So, Brett's uncle owned the bar?
That's what Brett said. He said, that was my uncle's bar. I could have got you in through the front door. But Eli said he saw Favre in there. He introduced himself. He was 17 years old. Favre was playing pool, but that his buddy wouldn't sneak in. He was too nervous about getting busted, so he had to leave because he didn't want to be there by himself. But that was the first time he met Brett Favre. So I don't know if that's a one or a two. And then I'm wondering if you guys have ever snuck into a bar.
Oh, no, never.
What a wimp that friend is for being nervous. What a wimp.
Were you the friend, Ashton?
Wait, yeah. You used to be Eli Manning's wingman?
You're welcome.
Well, sort of wingman. I don't know if you can call yourself wingman if you bail on him going into the Mississippi Brett Favre's uncle's bar.
I wonder which uncle.
Does he have a lot of uncles?
You've probably been to the bar, haven't you?
I think I have. Was it in Hattiesburg?
He didn't say where it was. Maybe he did. I don't remember.
Okay.
We'll take a look. We'll check it out during the break. Get us your number ones and number twos from the Packers game. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Number ones and number twos. After a 35-17 victory, we certainly have more ones than twos, but we still have questions about that defense. Still a little too bendy for Chew. We'll get into that right after this.
Looking for a car, truck, or SUV? The Ewald Automotive Group has the selection you want. They've got reliable vehicles. Had to drive through the rain last night coming back from the game, but of course I had no issues. I had my Jeep from Ewald Automotive. They are the sales leader in new Fords, Chevys, Jeeps, Ram trucks, and Kias, and right now they are getting them back as trade-ins. You can buy a nearly new truck or SUV with low miles for thousands less than new. So why pay the difference if you can't tell the difference? Shop over 600 pre-driven vehicles now at the Ewald Automotive Group. They make it easy. And again, it's easy. Just go to their website, ewoldauto.com.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
They couldn't do it on Sunday because they ran the ball 9 times with their 2 primary running backs, and that's not going to be enough.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
One of the things that Matt LaFleur is really good at is looking at what went wrong and solving it, at least offensively.
Brought to you by Boucher Automotive, with 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
I imagine Jason Wilde is like our friend Gabe and like our friend Ashton. Did not get much sleep last night after the Packers' late night Monday Night Football win 35-17 over the Lions. Jason, what are you riding on tonight? Because Gabers is on like 4, Ashton's on like 4 hours of sleep. Chewy, you'll be shocked
to know.
I'm
good, I got about 9.
Got about 9 hours of sleep. Where do you stand today, Jason?
I left Lambeau at 1:30. I was home by 2, I was asleep by 2:30, and I was up at 6:30 to get the girls ready for school with Paula. So, yeah, about 4 hours. Boy, that open, Ashton, for my segment, I was really on the money there. Talked about how they only ran the ball 9 times with their starting 2 running backs and how that wasn't enough. And last night, Aaron Jones gets 22 touches, including 17 carries. And then I talk about how Matt LaFleur is really good at looking at what went wrong and solving it, at least offensively. And that appears to be exactly what happened yesterday, while the defense still pretty much stinks. So
yeah,
there you
Jason,
go.
That's where I want to start this morning, because Chewy thinks that defense is still a little too bendy for his liking. Obviously, you knew with Za'Darius Smith being out that they were going to struggle a little bit up front, but Kevin King struggled in the back. Eric Stokes seemed to be doing a good job. Obviously, he's new and figuring things out, but then there's the adjustments at halftime that Matt LaFleur obviously made Joe Barry do. So how do you today, on Tuesday, rate that defense after last night's performance?
Well, you know, we learned last week that the halftime adjustment business is not necessarily true, right? And so, I mean, I don't want to – Lord knows Joe Barry and the defense need to get all the credit they can get given the way they've played the first 2 games. But I'm not sure that was stellar improved defense so much as it was Detroit Lions ineptitude, right? Like, you know, they drove the ball on their opening possession of the second half, and then they obviously went for it on 4th down, and I'm not sure Eric Stokes necessarily broke up that pass so much as Quintez Cephas didn't make the play. So there was that drive, and then, you know, the fumble. I don't think the Packers did anything on the fumble. It was a botched snap. And then the interception, obviously, I don't know why Jared Goff threw that. That was not very smart. And then the last drive that they had, Jared Goff is running around, and the ball slips out of his hands. He recovers it, and then Rashawn Gary jumps on him for a 10-yard loss. So that looked to me more like Lions ineptitude than the Packers defense getting things figured out. I think that group has a long way to go, and they are far too bendy for both Chewy's liking and Matt LaFleur's liking.
Jason, LaFleur's comments after the game about Joe Barry Carroll adjustments at halftime, is he calling him out? Have you ever heard a coach do that? And are we now going to have a defensive coordinator who's constantly looking over his shoulder?
I did think it was interesting that he said, look, we either need to do something differently or we need to pressure, meaning blitz, because they weren't getting home with four and their guys obviously can't cover forever. I just thought he was being direct. I didn't think he was calling him out. I think he was just, relating what the conversation was in terms of what they were going to do defensively. But, yeah, I mean, if you were a skeptic coming into the season about this defense, and yes, they are missing their best pass rusher. No one is disagreeing with that under sketchy circumstances. But, Rashawn Gary's a first-round pick. Preston Smith is highly paid. Kenny Clark got a really big extension. Everybody loses good players. Maybe not under as murky of circumstances as the Za'Darius Smith thing has happened. But, I don't think that their failure to generate a pass rush gets a free pass only because Za'Darius Smith has played 18 total snaps in two games. Dom Capers blitzed a lot, right? And then he would kind of lose his nerve if they got gashed for a big play when they were blitzing. Mike Patton liked to avoid blitzing if at all possible and would like to really pick his spots, and it a lot of times was effective. Mike Patton's defense's downfall was its inability to stop the run more than anything. So, I think Joe Barry's defense has been about what I don't want to say feared, but expected, and we'll see if they can get better. They've got 15 more games to do it.
But why would they play too high, Jason, against a team like this where the tight end is your best receiver, okay?
Preach.
So too high is for the Kansas City Chiefs. You have receivers that can beat you over the top, and that's where a tight end has to kind of cut his teeth because he's got to control the middle of the field. So why in the hell would you play cover two against a bunch of no-name receivers, and their best one being Cephas, who ran a 4.7 at the combine? What the hell are they doing?
Yeah. Well, the philosophy of this defense, though, is to play cover two and then play man coverage underneath it. And it's what they believe in. Now, again, the biggest part of this that I don't understand is that the argument that Matt LaFleur made, or not argument, but reasoning that he gave for hiring Joe Barry was that he wanted to run the Rams style of defense, which would be great if they had tried to hire someone right away to run that defense. But instead, he shifted gears after he tried to hire Jim Leonard, who does not run this style of defense. He runs Petten's style of defense with maybe a little more of an aggressive tack. So, again, this is something that, as they continue to be mediocre or worse, we're going to continue to look at. But, I had somebody who told me last night that the Lions coaching staff was kind of like, I'm real worried about Joe Barry and his defensive acumen. So I thought that was really interesting. He's just, he doesn't have a great track record. It's not like he's been in this defensive scheme his entire career. I mean, remember, he was a defensive coordinator for the Lions once upon a time under his father-in-law, Rod Marinelli. So it's not like this scheme is his, you know, Dom Capers was the zone blitzing Blitzburg defense. That's what he always ran throughout his career. So you knew what he was doing. You know, Joe Barry's kind of tried all kinds of things, and none of them have been all that great so far.
The thing that kind of hit me, Jason, as I was watching the defense last night, because, yeah, they want to go the two-man and play man underneath, but why don't they let Jair get up in the line, be a little bit more physical, let him do some of the things? One of the things I like about the NFL right now, Jason, is when you look around on offenses, I mean, there are a number of different quarterbacks having success, and it's because their coaches, you know, if Harbaugh in Baltimore decided, no, even though I've got Lamar Jackson, I want to run straight pro-style offense. He's going to take 3, 5, 7 step drops, get the ball out. This is how we're going to be successful. Like, that's not how you be successful with that. How come Joe Barry just can't look at this defense and go, all right, here's how we're going to be successful, instead of, this is what I run and this is how we're going to be successful? Because it's pretty obvious they don't have the personnel to run too high. You can't stop the run with what they have in their front seven.
Yeah, that's fair criticism, Gabe. I don't know Joe Barry at all. We haven't talked to him more than a handful of times. That's a great question to ask him when we get him on Thursday. But, I think it was from Peter Schrager of Good Morning Football, who said, Joe Barry was the assistant head coach for 4 years with the Rams with Jared Goff, and if anyone knows how to stop Jared Goff, it's Joe Barry. Maybe he just doesn't have the horses. Okay, or maybe he has horses and he doesn't know how to use them correctly. I don't know. I am always reluctant to deliver, you know, definite opinions on players, coaches, systems, teams, etc. after two games. But for those that were skeptical, and I was among them, and Homer obviously was even more so, about Joe Barry with his track record and whether or not he was going to be a good defensive coordinator, so far, I think our skepticism has been more than justified.
Great to have Jason Wilde breaking down the Packers' win last night, 35-17 over the Lions. Jason, of course, you can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here on ESPN Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Thanks, Jason. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Keep getting us your ones and twos from last night's Packers win, 800-990-3776. Lots of folks weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. We'll get to your reaction in just a moment. But first, are you looking for something to do this week? If you're sitting here going, I'm kind of in a rut, I need a new spot, why not check out the Corners of Brookfield? You know it's one of my favorite spots out in Waukesha County, and was just out there last week looking for an outfit for college game day. Yeah, that's where I go because they've got such good options when it comes to my outfits for college game day. Now look, I bet you're not looking for an outfit for college game day, but you might be looking for a little fun. They've got rooftop yoga happening at Cafe Hollander. That's on Thursdays, 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and it is complimentary, and you'll get a beer mosa afterward. Nothing like being rewarded for putting in a little hard work, right? They also have improv now at the Corners. You can check out shows for date night, bachelorette or bachelor parties, girls night out, and so much more. Big laughs are sure to be had at the improv. Tons of comics coming right to our backyard. And of course, Fall Fresco is still going on out there. Grab a drink on the patio, enjoy the last few weeks of summer, then enjoy a warm drink on the patio as the temperatures start to get a little cooler. And remember, the Corners of Brookfield is dog friendly. So if you want to bring Fido out to get your errands done, they are one of the few places in Wisconsin that allow dogs to tag along while you shop. So many things happening out at the Corners of Brookfield. Why don't you get out there and take them for a spin? There you have website that'll tell you everything that's going on, and that website is, of course, thecornersofbrookfield.com, thecornersofbrookfield.com. I'll see you out there.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have to get 50 Olas in a day.
When you say Olas, you mean just dropping Ola in conversation.
The worker's there. I have to get 50.
Well, Ola to you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what it means, but it's Ola.
What
a silent J.
On 94.5 ESPN.
mind. That's the way that the game should have started. So came out really, really energetic. I think it was some good plays called there too. Kind of caught them off guard using our cadence a little bit. So little mixture of everything, but really good execution to start it off. And I think we were able to kind of snowball off that for the rest of the game.
It took a while for the Packers to get a lead in yesterday's game, but when they did, they certainly ran with it. Winning that one 35-17, I know there's a lot of people weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line 800-990-3776. Gabe, what are our loyal listeners saying this morning in the wake of a victory Monday/Tuesday?
Well, first, Tim's getting on me, saying what a surprise that I'm picking A-Rod as a number one. Dude had 145 quarterback rating last night. Was he a two? Was he a detriment to the team last night? 255 yards, four touchdowns. And then here's somebody in the 414. Packers offense not firing on all cylinders. Against a good defense, I believe they score less than 10 points. What happened to Rodgers' three-step drop, ball out quickly? Ball was out on time last night. Like, again, like, Are there areas where they can improve a little bit? Yeah, the yards per carry could be a little bit better, but they ran the ball relatively efficiently. Your star running back had four touchdowns last night. Aaron Rodgers threw for four touchdowns last night. Your all-pro receiver had eight catches for 121 yards. Tonyan got involved with 52 yards. Heck, even Randall Cobb had a couple of big third-down catches. Like, the offense looked pretty good last night.
No, they did. It's just they didn't have possessions, which is a product of the defensive scheme you run in the first half. How many possessions? I mean, in the first quarter, did they just have one possession?
Yeah. Technically, they ended up with four possessions in the first half, but that fourth possession was one play kneel down because there were 3 seconds left.
Yeah.
They had three possessions in the first half. They scored on two of them. After they punted in that second possession of the game, they had four straight possessions where they scored touchdowns.
Yeah, that's not a problem. And the offense typically takes longer to get up to speed than the defense
Wait,
does.
Wait, so the defense is up to speed? Are you telling me? This is the up-to-speed Packers defense?
It's stuck in first gear.
Field Yates actually
put a
tweet out,
guys. You gotta use the clutch!
Now we're teaching everyone how to drive stick. That is so Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Field Yates put a tweet out mid-game yesterday saying, drives allowed by the Packers defense so far this season. Stay with me on this, guys, because it's not going to be great. Field goal, touchdown, touchdown, punt. Touchdown, 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 punt. Touchdown, punt, touchdown, field goal. Of course, that changed as the game went on, as the Packers offense was able to be on the field a little bit more. Okay, but like, I agree that Rodgers was certainly a one last night, Gabe. I mean, obviously, he looked like we thought he was going to look. Look, Rodgers is a bounce-back guy. If you're a real one, you know how to bounce back. He's definitely that guy. But I also don't think he needed to take the pot shots in the post-game press conference. Like, everybody saw the performance. I think you don't do yourself any favors when you say things like, oh, just getting the trolls off our back. Or, you know, what was the line, Chew, about trying harder? Or I guess we looked like we were trying harder or something like that. Like, all of that
looked
stuff
like
just
we
kind
cared.
Of,
yeah.
It just kind of makes people roll their eyes again. Like, be a great quarterback. When you step outside of under center, that's when all of a sudden people are reminded that you're a little snarky. You're a little grindy. And I think that's when people are like, stop. You don't need to do that. Like, we want you to play football. We want you to be good at playing football. You don't need to say anything at the post-game press conference, because we are allowed to criticize. When you play like caca, when you play like poop, people are allowed to say you played like poop. And he acts like people were so, like, yep, egregiously wrong for saying that the team stunk in week one.
Yeah,
they did stink.
But what he was addressing was the narrative that, yeah, oh, this team doesn't care. Aaron Rodgers is an issue. They're not going to be good. Because, there were plenty of takes flying around. Don Beebe on these airwaves yesterday on Homer and Tony said that the Packers weren't going to be able to bounce back from their loss. Like, so everybody can throw, but then he's just got to absorb it all?
Yeah, but he dug the hole. He dug the hole. He dug the hole with the offseason, and there are people that don't like him. Right? Am I right?
100%.
Is he addressing them? Look, bro, you dug the hole. You were a doucher in the offseason, right? So just live with it. It's like he's surprised that people don't like him. Man, it's not that I don't like him. I'm just play football. That's all I care about, right? Play football and keep your mouth shut. And I was, you guys knew I was down in Tampa. And I know you're not a Brady fan. But Brady doesn't do stupid stuff like this, right?
Does he? Or do we just overlook it because he's got seven Super Bowls?
I don't think he does things to inflame, right? Because he's clearly... it's just, it's really exhausting.
Well, because Brady gets away with stuff. He kicked coaches out of like off-season practices because he wanted to run them. But again, because he's Tom Brady, he's got 7 Super Bowl rings. We kind of looked the other way.
But do you
But he picks his spots a little bit better. Like, the Packers could go out and get their butts kicked by the 49ers next week, and then what are we all supposed to do? Well, Aaron said we can't criticize. Aaron said we can't be trolls. Aaron said, like, people were critical of the team because they stunk. Like, he's been in this business long enough to know how this works. To then sit there and fire shots back on the media or the quote-unquote trolls just makes him look bad, and it adds fuel to the fire of people who say, you're a douche, man. Like, don't be a douche. If you don't want people to say you're a douche, don't be a douche. And that type of stuff right there is when you're like,
Rodgers,
we love you on the field, but you don't need to do that. Let your performance speak. Aren't you the guy who said that the smartest people or the quiet people or whatever that quote was? I know I never get the quote right because I can't remember exactly what it was. But Ashton, for those who didn't get to hear it in the first segment of our show, can you go ahead and play the quote that Rodgers had in the postgame press conference after the Packers 35-17 win?
I just was going to ask the comment you made about trying to show you like you cared a little bit more. Did it look, obviously you cared last week, but did you feel like it looked like you didn't last week? Is that kind of what you're implying?
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
Did the national conversation irk you over the past week? Did it bother you? Obviously you were aware of what was being said about caring.
I'm aware of it because of Tom. Tom keeps me aware of these things. I think that there's even more now than when I started playing. There's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
I feel it's different to criticize somebody's play, but to then... I feel that where he is taking... The most offense, because he was clearly offended, is that, Aaron Rodgers doesn't care. I think that's where he's taking the most issue, and that's where he's like, no, clearly I care. He said multiple times, I'm here, therefore I care. And that's the issue that he's got with everybody who questioned about it.
But did anybody say he didn't care? So, like, this is where it loses me, Gabe. He says he doesn't hear about it except for through Tom, right? Have we all played the telephone game? We've all played the telephone game as kids, right? You know how the message gets spun and skewed.
The
more people, I'm sure he was. Yeah, me too. I always get the story exactly the right way.
True. Do you know what the telephone game is?
I thought it was prank calling people.
I bet you were great.
I was really good at that.
That is definitely one telephone game. But the point is that I don't think anybody was saying, guys, that he doesn't care. I think they were saying he looks like he doesn't care. And we have taken umbrage for years in sports for the body police, right? The body language police, excuse me, right? We're always like, you don't know, you don't know. But all of a sudden, this is gospel. All of a sudden, people saying, like, it doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers cares, which, again, I don't think we even said on this show. I don't think that was something that we discussed or we thought. But we said that he played poorly, right? And we wondered if the off season had crept in, was lingering a little bit into the regular season. That's all pontificating. Like, to sit here and act like you've been in the league for 16 years, to sit here and act like you don't know how this works just because you've been winning the majority of the time. And yes, you don't get criticized the majority of the time. Gabe, you just got criticized on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line for your take on Aaron Rodgers. Don't you just chalk it up kind of as part of the gig? You're on the radio every day. You're going to say things that upset people every once in a while. Do you sit here and then, like, stew about it? Or
no,
every
but
opportunity
I also,
you get to, like, throw it back in people's face?
But I also just responded to it because that person was insane that Aaron Rodgers wasn't a number one last night. Like, Aaron Rodgers played really well. He had 4 touchdowns, only had 5 incompletions. Like, he was a really good – he played really well last night.
But it's almost like he's shocked that there is a percentage of people that don't like him. You know what I mean?
No, he's just, I think he is, again, because he is smug. He is happy that he can rub it in those people's faces who said that that they weren't going to bounce back and that he looked like he didn't care.
Is this a way of motivating himself?
Yeah, a little bit. About a cup.
Okay. I mean, because, I walk by people who give me a scowl and they clearly don't like me. I don't give a crap. Who cares?
Sorry about
right?
that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, you're
a douche
anyways. But, I mean, why doesn't he just take on that person? Like, Aaron, they don't like it. So what? You're never going to change their mind. Who cares? Just let him go.
Ashton, but have you ever made a mean mug in your life? Like, I'm trying to picture now Ashton, like, giving somebody a dirty look.
Who, dude, Ashton?
Does yeah. rolling my eyes count?
Ashton?
Ashton
I just go, boo.
Terrible.
Like, can you imagine Ashton giving a dirty look to someone?
No. Does rolling my eyes count?
Yeah,
no, Ashton would go up to the person and say, I'm sorry, did you think I was giving you a dirty look? Because I really wasn't. I kind of like you. I really don't know you, but I kind of like you. You're a good guy. Do you listen to Jane, Gabe, and Chewy?
Ooh. 7 to 9. If you ever listen, you can go on Spotify or Apple, Wisconsin On Demand. Yeah, that's about right.
Let's put it on the poll, guys. Your reaction to Rodgers' comments after the game. Are you a, yeah, Rodgers, you tell him kind of person? Or are you a, eye roll, like, stop talking? Like, I don't know how to put that in there, Ashton, but something like that. Your reaction to Aaron Rodgers' comments about the trolls after Monday night's 35-17 win over the Lions. Yeah, Rodgers, you tell him. Or, eye roll. We're going to put that on the ESPN Milwaukee poll. Gabe, go ahead.
This is not an eye roll, because if you love pizza, you can join Palermo's Pizza Crew. Palermo's Pizza has been making great-tasting frozen pizza right here in Wisconsin for over 55 years, and they want you to be a part of their pizza crew. Palermo's Pizza has immediate openings for production team members. They offer a $1,000 sign-on bonus, competitive wages, and a great benefits package that includes free pizza. That's right, free pizza. Visit PalermoVillaInc.com/careers to apply today. Have fun while being part of a team that makes some of the best frozen pizza available. Palermo's, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's quite intimidating. The picture I wanted to use of Chewy was so good.
He looks like such a doofus.
He is a doofus. He looks like he is a doofus.
Like, I think he has gotten better looking with age. Like, he's a good-looking dude now. Not that he's, you know, unattractive in this picture. He just kind of looks like a doofus.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It is a Victory Monday. Yeah, it's Tuesday. But, like, Victory Tuesday just doesn't sound good. Victory Monday. Victory Monday just flows better. And it's brought to you by Metropolitan Urology. No need to wait. Go to Metropolitan Urology now to solve your men's health problems. Real doctors, real solutions. That's GoUrology.com. Victory Monday also brought to you by Z-Bart of Greater Milwaukee. Winter is a tough opponent for your car. Score a victory with Z-Bart Rust Protection. It keeps your vehicle rust-free for as long as you own it. Visit ZBart.com. And Victory Monday brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, Scream at Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer.
No doubt you at least watched part of last night's Packers victory over the Lions, 35-17, the final score. So the Packers are now 1-1 on the season. And if you were watching the ESPN2, ESPN Plus broadcast, you saw Peyton Manning and Eli Manning chatting with Chew's guy, Two Live Crew, one Brett Favre. And Eli was telling the story, guys, of how he first met Brett, and it happened to be in a bar in Mississippi. Eli said he was 17 years old. He and his buddy were sneaking in, and his buddy, his wingman, did not join him at the bar. In fact, was too scared to hop the fence and get into the bar. So Eli was in there. He's talking to Favre, and he had to leave because his buddy was outside being a chicken, which got me thinking about sneaking into bars. Everybody's got a sneaking into a bar story, right? Like, I'm not saying you had to be 17, although, you know, depending on how small your town is. I remember my grandparents lived in a very small town, and my dad used to bring us into the bar with him when we were like 8 and just sit us on a stool while his buddies and my grandpa hung out. We'd play darts and we'd do the pull tabs and all that fun stuff that you're probably not allowed to do when you're 8 years old. But look how I turned out.
See, now that
that's
you
a
said,
Wisconsin tradition, Jen. As now, long as, like, you can bring your kid, and plenty of people do. They bring their kids into bars. As long as the parents there, it's all right.
Now, the fact that you said jump the fence, I know which bar it's at. I know which bar it is now. And I just remember Frank having this big inflatable bone, probably in like 94, and he was just going around the place annoying the crap out of people by hitting them on the head with his bone. And he wouldn't stop.
Inflatable bone.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Phrasing?
I'm waiting for that word to add a second syllable. I'm so glad it doesn't.
Gabe, have you ever snuck into a bar?
Yeah,
Gabe?
So,
honest Gabe?
So this first part is not going to shock anyone. I did not drink until I was 20. I was involved in so much like stuff in high school, and my older sister actually got caught drinking. She was a tremendous track athlete, like won conference sprints, 100, 200, her junior year. In her senior year, she couldn't run conference track because she got caught at a party. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want that to be me. And that just kind of continued into college. But then I got to 20, and for whatever reason, I stopped caring. I feel like most people, like, when they have been drinking at 18, 19, whatever, once they get closer to their 21st birthday, they're like, okay, right, I'm close enough to 21. Let's just kind of take it easy a little bit. This way I don't get the underage, get caught. No, I was the exact opposite. Started drinking at 20 and snuck into just about every Platteville bar with a bunch of people on a regular basis on weekends.
Ashy, even though you're 26, are you still afraid to go into a bar for the fear of being carded and they say this isn't really you?
What the hell, man?
I'm just asking a simple question.
First of all, I'm 27 now. Thank you very much. Second of all, no. People based on my size, for the most part, are not carding me. I honestly can't remember the last time I got carded somewhere. Why am I getting carded? Well, I mean, look, for legal purposes,
I guess that's a good thing, though.
I should be getting carded. No.
Who thinks you're under 21?
Stupid 20-year-olds or 18-year-olds.
Cataract-wearing Bowser thinks that you're not of age?
Well, the 18-year-old robots.
Wait, where are you getting carded?
Like grocery stores? Like, now they take your license and take a picture of it, and I'm like, really? You never notice that?
What fancy-ass grocery stores are you going to that regular people like us are not allowed?
Here's how this is going down. Now I'm picturing it in my head. Chewy, unsuspecting, just trying to check out, going do-do-do-do-do, and the cashier goes to Chewy and says, can I see your ID? And then they take a picture with their cell phone. Chewy's like, must be standard procedure. And she moves along.
And they're basically sending it to all their buddies saying, Packers great Mark Chamorro was in my store. I got to take care of Mark Chamorro. I snuck into a bar when I was in college. Now, I was young, so my parents put me into school early, so I was always a year younger than everybody else in my class. So I turned 21, guys, January of my senior year at Marquette. Okay? So I just want you to think for a moment about my entire collegiate experience, essentially being underage. So I would sneak into the bars all the time. I had a fake, which I'm sure a lot of people had in college, but I made the mistake of lending my fake to another girl on the cheerleading team at Marquette, who promptly got it taken away because it was my picture. It was my face on the fake, and she was not me. And so they took it away. And I can tell you guys, the conversation between her and I when she told me that she had gotten my fake taken away at a bar did not go well. Like, what's the angriest you think you've ever seen Jen, Gabe?
Why are you angry at her? This is on you. You know your picture's on there. Like, you know what? I'm sorry, Jen. I didn't ask the appropriate follow-up. Do you have an identical twin that you thought that this was going to work?
No, but I was trying to be a good teammate. I was trying to be a good friend. I was trying to be, I can't go out that evening. She wants to go out that evening. We're teammates. We're pals. Yes, you can have my fake. It didn't work out for me. And then I was without one until I turned 21 in January of my senior year.
Yes, he was a lot different in my day. Because if you had an older brother, the DMV didn't confiscate your license when you renewed it, so you just pass it on.
Look good, you know. I've seen you next to some of your brothers.
But this brother was 6'1", so...
Eey.
I just squatted down.
Just got down on your knees? Just like walked around? Yeah.
Hello? I'm Mike!
I'm just picturing Chewy squatting his way through the entrance of a bar.
Whatever it took, baby.
Packers get a victory last night. We'll continue talking about that. Aaron Rodgers moving up the record boards as far as passing leaders go. We'll debate how high he could get on that after this. But first, pride of ownership is the ultimate goal of all homeowners. Universal Windows Direct wants to help you attain that goal with brand new windows. Universal Windows Direct windows will save you money and make everything just better in your life. Best yet, you can put off paying for these windows for 2 full years. Here's the phone number you need to know. 414-410-2000, 414-410-2000, or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com.